We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
I love Mama.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, joyful viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 32 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay and Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus, Channel 24 on SIAT SAT, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV, and Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Mongolia, in Hav Province, Channel 21 on Han Elte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel Z26 on Fa Tanger Cable TV, and Channel 50 on Himora Cable TV. In Suk Batr, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Uul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. In Tha, Channel 14 in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar. Supervisions Channel 47, in Orange Cable Companies Channel 65. In Hutut on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia on Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yangchiaoda Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Kuwait holds a workshop on saline agricultural technologies to increase food security. In veg news, Vancouver, Canada offers visitors a delicious assortment of plant-based offerings. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 2nd, is the National Day for Laos and the United Arab Emirates. Laos celebrates being established as a republic in 1975. Situated in Southeast Asia, Laos contains Vat Phu and associated ancient settlements within the Champasak cultural landscape, a United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, World Heritage Site. It is a 1,000-year-old well-preserved planned setting which includes the Vat Phu Temple Complex. The United Arab Emirates, a Middle East country, observes the independence attained in 1971. The Wadi Wuraya Fujairah was declared the first mountain-protected area in the United Arab Emirates in April 2009. It provides habitat for the rare vegetarian Arabian tar, many other animals, and 300 species of plants. We wish the gentle people of Laos and the United Arab Emirates a fine National Day.
Flying News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Brazil. Days of torrential rains that began on November 11th left numerous towns flooded throughout Rio de Janeiro state. Three people succumbed to landslides, with two others injured and 3,000 who were rendered homeless.
Supreme Master Qinghai quickly donated $10,000 on November 15th, expressing her love and prayers, along with a request that our association members please go to help and comfort those most in need. This amount could obtain $47,000 in essential items if bought in the United States based on Brazil's cost of living.
As Supreme Master Qinghai often asks for updates, the following is a report from our Brazilian association members via foreign group.
November 28, 2009. Most loving Master, regarding flood and landslides in state of Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. In checking the four worst hit municipalities, we found that the situation is generally under control. The victims have been receiving relief aid provided by the government and civil charity groups. The water has receded and those who were forced to flee their homes are now returning. At this moment, we don't need to spend Master's relief fund of $10,000, though we appreciate very much Master's tender care for all beings. Love from association members in Brazil.
We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for permitting us to share this information and appreciate also our association's foreign group for providing this report. We are thankful to the Brazilian government and other organizations for assisting the disaster-struck people. We are also grateful to Supreme Master Qinghai for her compassionate support of the vulnerable. May such conditions lessen as humanity's increased care for one another and the environment foster a stabilized ecosphere.
Flood sweep through drought-affected Swaziland. Torrential rains arriving toward the end of November have alleviated drought but are now causing flood conditions as many of the tiny African kingdom's 13 rivers overflowed and washed away newly planted crops. Traditional homes built of mud and sticks have also been destroyed. Though the rains are considered beneficial for food production and water security, the current level of damage means that farmers face considerable rebuilding. We pray for heaven's protection of the affected Swazi people and for their soon restoration of productive daily lives. May such calamities be alleviated as all people join in leading gentler, uplifting lifestyles.
Strong quakes jolt the Philippines, New Zealand, and Bulgaria. Early on Sunday, November 29th, a strong magnitude 6.0 tremor struck the easternmost Philippine island of Mindanao. In the middle of the night on Monday, Mindanao was hit by another quake measuring 5.2 on the Richter scale, centered 220 kilometers southeast of Davao. Also on Monday, a 5.1 magnitude earthquake was felt throughout New Zealand's lower North Island. In Bulgaria, a 3.7 magnitude tremor with epicenter 430 kilometers northeast of Sofia was felt in the Black Sea towns of Kavarna and Shabla, prompting temporary evacuation of school children from classes. Fortunately, the quakes did not prompt any tsunami warning, and no damage or injuries were noted. We are immensely relieved to hear of everyone's safety during these disturbing events. May such potential disasters be eased as we strive for gentler ways to ensure the Earth's stability.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Rwanda joins Commonwealth. On Sunday, November 29th, Rwanda was admitted as the 54th member of the Commonwealth of Nations, becoming only the second nation after Mozambique to join the organization without any previous British constitutional links.
It was a particular pleasure for me to call President Kagame yesterday and be the first to congratulate him. It was 2 a.m., but he assured me he hadn't gone to sleep, and he was delighted to receive this news. That shows the vibrancy of this organization, that people want to join it.
On the same day, Rwanda and France agreed to resume normal diplomatic relations following a conversation between French President Nicolas Sarkozy and Rwandan President Paul Kagame on Saturday, along with a several-year history of extensive consultations between the two countries.
This was a very wise decision. Rwanda deserves it. We congratulate Rwanda and its people on this occasion.
President Kagame and Rwanda, we join in congratulations on these meaningful advancements and pray that they will bring blessing, abundance, and well-being to your country as heaven watches over your gentle people.
Formosan or Taiwanese actress promotes animal-free lifestyle.
In collaboration with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, Asia-Pacific Formosan popular actress and singer Barbie Xu, affectionately known as Da S, unveiled at a press conference in Beijing a new campaign to promote vegetarianism in China.
Print advertisements portraying her with a tiny chick and a slogan reading, "Love her, love vegetarianism," in Chinese, will be seen in fashion magazines and websites throughout Formosa, China, and Hong Kong.
For Barbie Xu, who has been vegetarian for almost 10 years, the health and ecological reasons for being veg are important for everyone to know.
The PETA campaign is only a part of the vegan actress's personal endeavors to share the compassionate lifestyle with the public.
You are beautiful inside out, Barbie Xu. Many thanks for your shining star of compassion as we join in the heartfelt wish that more and more people worldwide discover the countless veg benefits for ourselves, the animals, and the planet.
U.S. sees rapid growth in untreatable infections believed to originate with livestock. A report being published in a new issue of the U.S.-based Emerging Infectious Diseases has found that community-originated cases of methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, MRSA, have grown by more than 90% in the past decade. This alarming rise is being linked to medication-resistant infections in livestock animals that are fed huge amounts of antibiotics daily to artificially promote growth and counteract the disease that prevails in their filthy, overcrowded conditions.
Contact with the animals is leading to a high number of livestock farmers, workers, and veterinarians testing positive for MRSA strains. MRSA, which can also be transmitted via infection-contaminated meat, causes deep, painful abscesses that can penetrate bones and major organs, leading to fatal outcomes.
Report co-author Dr. A. Lee Klein of Princeton University, USA, explained, "Every time somebody uses an antibiotic, that reduces the number of times the antibiotic can ever be used because it's going to create resistance. Experts are thus extremely concerned about the abuse of antibiotics in the animal industry, which purchases up to 70% of all such products in the U.S.
Livestock practices have spawned other harmful new diseases, such as mad cow disease and the 2009 swine flu pandemic. In a current update, the official global total of swine flu fatalities is 8,651, with tallies of all infections being far too many to even count. According to reported records, fatalities rose very recently to at least 21 in Egypt, 580 in India, 4 in Morocco, 9 in the West Bank of Palestine, and 13 in Iraq. South Korean authorities are investigating the death of a student who passed away 4 days after receiving the swine flu vaccine, and health officials there have also reported the first case of Tamiflu-resistant swine flu in a 5-year-old boy.
We sorrow for all those afflicted by swine flu and MRSA. Our appreciation, scientists, for your research on this spreading disease. May an awareness of the link between livestock raising and such animal-borne illnesses become better known so that more people know the protection of the humane, hygienic, plant-based diet.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Qinghai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative living.
Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
Examples of nutritious life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soy, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets or capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life.
The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult.
Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu.
To avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and pig disease, or PMWS, etc. To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
It's health.
It's economy.
It's ecology.
It's compassion.
It's peace.
It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below.
al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com,
or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
The 37th International Emmy Awards. In a ceremony held in New York, USA on Sunday, November 29th, winners of the 2009 International Emmy Awards were honored for their excellence in television programming outside the U.S. British stars Julie Walters and Ben Whishaw won Best Actress and Best Actor, while Japanese Hoshi Shinichi's Short Shorts won Best Comedy, and the Danish program The Protectors was awarded Best Drama Series. Brazil was presented a first-ever international Emmy for her best telenovela in India, A Love Story, while Germany won Best TV Movie or Miniseries for The Wolves of Berlin. Culminating the event was a Lifetime Achievement Founders Award presented by renowned U.S. journalist Barbara Walters to Britain's Sir David Frost for his 50 years in broadcasting, with achievements that include the pioneering program That Was the Week That Was, as well as interviews conducted with many famous political figures. Our resounding applause, all International Emmy Award honorees. May your work continue to inspire televised programs worldwide for all to enjoy.
Save Our Planet. UK launches poster campaign for climate change. Timed for release in the days leading up to the Copenhagen Climate Summit, the British government has begun a new Act on CO2 poster initiative to raise awareness about the danger of global warming. Graphically depicted climate change messages are being placed on 900 billboards throughout the country.
The campaign comes also in response to a recent survey which found that over 50% of the British population did not think they would be affected by climate change, with less than 20% believing it would start having an impact during the lifetime of their children. The UK's Department of Energy and Climate Change stated, "Climate change is not just a problem affecting distant countries into the future. It is here. It is happening, and it affects each and every one of us. Our new Act on CO2 campaign shows how serious it is, but it also shows that we can all do something about it."
Regarding the upcoming Global Climate Change Summit, Prime Minister Gordon Brown said, "I am committed to doing everything in my power to secure an agreement that marks the decisive global shift towards combating climate change. I believe all leaders have a responsibility to come together at Copenhagen to do this. We cannot afford to fail.
If we do not reach a climate change deal at Copenhagen, if we miss this great opportunity to agree together to protect our planet, we cannot hope for an easy second chance sometime in the future. There will be no retrospective global agreement to undo the damage that we have caused."
Our gratitude, Prime Minister Brown, Department of Energy and Climate Change, and the UK government for your commitment to increasing awareness regarding our environment's precarious state. Blessed be such commitment in bringing the needed changes to stabilize our Earth.
As on many occasions, including the following 2008 video conference with our association members in Germany, Supreme Master Qinghai has encouraged bold government and media initiatives to help awaken the public toward action to alleviate our planetary crisis.
"That's why I say if the government and the media join hands together and informing people day after day, because information are a lot, and people's brain takes some time to ingest it. They rely on the government to inform them everything that is good for them. They rely on the newspaper to give them all the news that is necessary and important to their life. That's the power of media and the government. I hope they use it for the best cause right now, and the noble cause right now. I hope they do use it. I hope only that the human being wake up, hit the warning, and save themselves, save their souls. Save the planet means save their souls, because if they listen and become vegan with the intention to save the beings on the planet, then they are noble enough to be saved."
Save Our Planet. The United Nations Refugee Agency, UNHCR, reports that 24 million people worldwide have already been forced to leave their homes due to climate change, warning that these numbers of homeless could grow exponentially based on current climate change forecasts.
Save Our Planet. The U.S.-based Yale Institute for Biospheric Studies finds that warming oceans are becoming saturated and losing their capacity to absorb CO2 from the atmosphere, which in turn accelerates global warming.
Save Our Planet. The Royal Society for the Protection of Birds, or RSPB, and BirdLife International call on the European Commission to implement protective measures for the hundreds of thousands of seabirds being killed by large-scale industrialized fishing methods in European waters.
Save Our Planet. Some of the world's most famous and acclaimed chefs pledge to remove threatened fish species like the bluefin tuna from restaurant menus as they recognize their responsibility and also their influence on what people consume.
Warning news. Korean scientists find a connection between exposure to phthalates, a chemical found in many plastic products, and increased attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD, in children.
Hi, everyone. This is Ko.
Hello, friends. I'm Ju. We are two of the stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds.
Beautiful Ju and I are completely vegan. We're here to share a tip about your animal companions.
During dinners and gatherings with loved ones, be sure to keep an eye on your animal friend's water bowl.
Sometimes, with fun festivities going on, his or her bowl may accidentally get tipped over.
It's also a good idea to check every now and then to make sure that water is fresh.
Your animal pals will appreciate your care.
Thanks a lot for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. And thank you for watching.
Now for the weather from around the world.
In the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Formosa or Taiwan, the Noble Wild Show is presented in Formosa. The publisher of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds, the Love Ocean Creative International Company Limited, held a Lake Amora Noble Wilds visual exhibition for 1 month at Shigong Township in Taichung County, Formosa or Taiwan. At the inauguration ceremony were several distinguished ecologically concerned artists, including Mr. Lin Zhengyu, Mr. Huang Mulong, Mr. Shi Tingjie, and Ms. Liu Xie'e. Also present were Deputy Magistrate of Taichung County, Mr. Chong Chuangji, and Mayor of Shigong Township, Mr. Liu Hongji.
其实从这个展览我们可以看得到，胡上是希望能够透过美丽的图片去提醒所有的人哈。 都应该平等尊重的生命，包含动物、植物。青海无上师哈，他的作品让我的感觉是非常的感动，因为他的作品哈有很特殊的感觉，就是说比较属于心灵层次高层面的作品。这次的展览呢，我看了以后心中有非常大的感动，因为青海无上师所做的这些。 作品摄影都是关怀生命、关怀地球、关怀人类的一个一系列表现。
During the exhibition, there were performances and global warming lectures, inviting everyone to be veg to save the planet. We deeply appreciate Supreme Master Qinghai for sharing with us the beauty and nobility of our intelligent animal co-inhabitants. Our appreciation, Love Ocean Creative International Company Limited, all dignitaries and participants who were involved in this wonderful exhibition of the Noble Wilds. With heaven's grace, may all beings be respected and treated with tender care.
In Ecology News, Kuwait looks at methods of improving food security. A workshop organized by the Kuwait Institute for Scientific Research and the International Center for Biosaline Agriculture was held on saline agriculture technologies for dry and semi-desert areas. The benefit of using this type of farming include increased crop production and enhanced biodiversity. Our thankfulness, Kuwait Institute for Scientific Research and International Center for Biosaline Agriculture, for your efforts to ensure sufficient nourishment for all your citizens. May each nation be bestowed crystal clean water, rich nurturing soils, and an abundant supply of nutritious plant-based food. Up next on Noteworthy News, visitors to the 2010 Winter Olympics can sample delicious vegan fare in Vancouver, Canada. We'll meditate on the radiant inner light now, be back soon. More exciting news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, brightening news for a shining world. In veg news, Vancouver, Canada offers many cruelty-free delights. An article in the popular magazine Veg News recommended visiting the city to enjoy its natural beauty and abundance of vegan options. These are described as easily available in malls and in many types of restaurants. It was also noted that Vancouver is home to Garden Protein International, the makers of Gardein delicious animal-free products. A cooking demonstration on the internationally renowned Oprah Winfrey Show featured the company's meat-free chicken scallopini. In addition, it was mentioned that the fantastic vegan cheese Daiya is based in Vancouver, which is the host of the 2010 Winter Olympics. Kudos, Vancouver, on your many offerings of delicious, compassionate fare. May residents and visitors alike have many opportunities to enjoy earth-saving and delicious meals of kindness.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Now for some laughter with a joke told in Swedish entitled Pancake Lesson.
En mamma höll på att förbereda pannkakor för hennes söner, Kevin 5 år och Ryan 3 år. Pojkarna började bråka om vem som skulle få den första pannkakan. Dess mamma såg ett tillfälle för en moralisk lektion. Om Jesus satt här så skulle han säga: låt min bror ha den första pannkakan, jag kan vänta. Kevin vände sig om till sin yngre bror och sa det: Ryan, du får vara Jesus.
And now for our viewer's heartline.
Dear Supreme Master, I am a happy viewer of your teachings. Please, may God continue to reward you for all your noble sacrifices in ensuring a just and peaceful world. I am now a vegan and will wish to get more enlightenment, and also see others around me learn to safeguard the lives of our non-human co-inhabitants. Thank you, and may the joy of Eden continue to bloom in you. Alvin from Nigeria.
Hi Alvin, your heartfelt note is much appreciated. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a loving reply for you. Illuminated Alvin, thank you for the wonderful news of your vegan diet. When we follow the virtuous path, we will become more enlightened each day. Please use any helpful data to share with others from suprememastertv.com/SOS, which can be downloaded free of charge. Let us keep informing people that when all Earth inhabitants adopt a benevolent, compassionate lifestyle, we can save the planet and transform it into a joyful paradise. With all my love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thanking you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your heart rejoice in the love of the divine.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Japan accepts an invitation to become a member of the International Contact Group, or ICG, to help support peace talks between the Philippine government and the Moro Islamic Liberation Front Group.
Outside the Louvre Museum in Paris, France, 250 professional ballet dancers and others suddenly appear amidst the crowd to dance together for the Chain of Hope, a charity that provides medical care in developing countries.
To ensure stable living for all citizens, President of the United Arab Emirates and Emir of Abu Dhabi, His Highness Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan, instructs that 1,400 land plots be given to those in need.
A ban on shell fishing along UK's Southampton waters is extended for another week to eliminate possible E. coli contamination risk after the water is found to contain high levels of the potentially lethal bacteria.
A Burmese cultural troupe travels to the capitals of the three northeastern Indian states of Nagaland, Manipur, and Assam to share their country's art and culture through the performance of traditional dances.
During a visit with Costa Rican President Oscar Arias, Palestinian Premier Salam Fayyad announces interest in resuming peace negotiations with Israel to work toward independent statehood.
The 7th Annual MG Alba Scott's Traditional Music Awards bestows Hall of Fame inductions to Phil Cunningham and Edna Hogginich, Gaelic Singer of the Year to Christine Primrose, and Scott Singer of the Year to Shona Donaldson.
Following contributions of 18,200 metric tons of flour sent in 2009 as part of annual donations to the country, Russia is preparing to send an additional 21,000 metric tons of high-quality flour to Afghanistan.
At a charity music concert in O Lạc or Vietnam, coinciding with the International Day for People with Disabilities, a website is launched to raise awareness and further improve the lives of those with disabilities.
A group of veteran Greek football players, musicians, and members of parliament conclude a week-long tour of the Palestinian territories, including participation in a friendly football game.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.